pledge and location, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we gather this evening, let's be mindful of our civic responsibilities, that in which to make Niles a better place to live and work. In the name we pray. Amen. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Lastick?
Here.
Mr. McNaughton?
Here.
Mr. Profato?
I'd like to.
Mr. Cantola?
Here.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Salido?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. Mr. Lastick?
I'd like to excuse Councilman Profato. A chance you may be late.
Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, we need you to please keep it down. Mr. Lastick.
If he doesn't show, we won't excuse him.
Moved by Lastick, seconded by Marquez to excuse Councilman Profato. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Mayor Minkiewicz.
Okay, tonight we have a special guest in the audience, Mr. John McMahon of the J.A. McMahon Company. Come on up, John. We're here to recognize him and his business for 75 years of business right here in the city of Niles. So we have a special proclamation from the mayor's office for the company. Whereas the J.A. McMahon Company was founded in 1945. The company is a third-generation family business specializing in certified steel fabrications. The industrial site is located on Grant Street in Niles, with a satellite office on Main Street in downtown Niles. J.A. McMahon Incorporated specializes in fabricating structural and miscellaneous steel for commercial structures, industrial facilities, simple bridges, and more. J.A. McMahon prides themselves on building partnerships through quality workmanship, meeting deadlines, competitive pricing, value engineering, and alteration services. J.A. McMahon has worked with contractors and owners to provide structural steel, miscellaneous steel, and ornamental metals for all sectors of the building market, including commercial, retail, government, institutional, office tower, sporting facilities, and industrial structures. Whereas the J.A. McMahon Company is one of the leading industrial companies in the city of Niles. The company serves as an asset through the number of employees they have on staff, their advanced technology and machining systems, annual payroll tax contributions, and the sense of community they display within the city of Niles. Therefore, I, Stephen Minkiewicz, mayor of the city of Niles, hereby proclaim J.A. McMahon Day on this 22nd day of January 2020. We recognize this company for 75 years of business in the city of Niles and wish them the best for 75 more.
On behalf of the employees, our employees and their families, I'd like to thank you for this honor, for this recognition. We're certainly very proud to be a part of the business community here in Niles. And although this gray hair would lead you to believe otherwise, I have not been a part of all 75 years. Although my father is here tonight, John McMahon Jr., who probably hasn't worked for 75 years, but he has been around for all these 75 years. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
Next order of business is the acceptance of your minutes of your January 8th regular meeting.
Make a motion to place on file.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Smith to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Your meeting minutes of your special meeting of January 15th. Moved by Smith, seconded by Salido to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications to City Council.
Notice to legislative authority from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control to Parage Incorporated DBA Para Express.
I make a motion that's referred to the, I'd like to refer, oh I do, I, to to the chief of police.
Motion to refer to the chief of police and safety director for their report and recommendation by Marquez, seconded by Mottola. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That's all.
Next order of business, public remarks. If anyone would like to address Niles City Council, please raise your hand. Be recognized by the chair, step forward to the podium, state your name and address for the record. Anyone wish to address council? Anyone wish to address council? Beth? Beth, we need your name and address for the record.
Beth Nolan, 26 Beaver Creek Drive. I'd like to know how many fire hydrants have been fixed, and do we have any more left to be fixed? And do we have money left over for them to be fixed?
Fire hydrants. Also, I was remiss that all questions must be directed to the chair. The chair will make the determination as to which direction they will go.
Go ahead, Mr. Yeah. President. Over the past 3 years, I believe we put 36 fire hydrants have been replaced. Chief, you know where we stand with the ones that have been replaced?
No problem. Mm-hmm. Until we get out this spring and see an updated number, keep eyes on that.
Each year we do have a fire hydrant replacement program. 12 fire hydrants. We're actually going to be ordering them next week. 12 more, and those 12 will go in. So it's our goal to do 12 a year for however long it takes us to replace them all, and then we will continue to do so periodically. We do have two rounds of fire hydrant flushing that we began last year. Water crews are actively monitoring our hydrants, doing preventative maintenance on them, flushing them, repairing them when they can. But we do have, over the past 3 years, 36 brand new hydrants that have been replaced. And again, we're slated to buy 12 more next week at Port of Control.
And one more quick question. With the last meeting of the cemetery, has there been a resolution to that we could put on file?
I can speak on that.
Mr. Salio.
Yeah, at the meeting, I chaired the public grounds meeting along with Ms. Marquez and Mr. Cantola there, and there was issues that was raised in regard to damage to the stones. And initially, there was misperception. There was an idea out there that the stones were damaged by the city, they wouldn't be repaired. The mayor has confirmed that the city does damage, they will repair the stones. And a couple other issues that was raised on there was about bringing equipment in. And if the equipment is work-related, the city doesn't have an issue with that. And if I'm misspeaking, feel free to jump in.
Correct.
And one of the other issues was no work during the month of May. And for planning purposes, and again, that's not completely locked in, but the initial response was as long as by April 30th you tell them I have this to do in May, etc., etc., they have prior notice that should be approved. And the last issue is still a work in progress. It was the hours, 7 to 3, and the weekends. And tentatively they're still a work in progress. We're trying to figure out a process for accountability, that if you're going to be there after 3, whether you call down or give them prior notice, I got to work on the weekend. And that should be granted. But that being said, I think they're still tinkering on what the process will be exactly, if I'm correct on that.
Okay, thank you. One more step note, and then I'm done. The council a few years ago passed a thing for the city trucks not to smoke in their vehicles. Just wondering about that. A few years ago. Just wondering. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to address Niles City Council? Anyone else before George? I'm going to have you go last. Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair? George?
All right. First of all, about the cemetery.
Geo.
Oh, George, I'm your address.
Yeah, 52 Morningside. And I do want to hold all comments and answers from you guys until the end, so you don't go into my 5 minutes like you did last time.
Well, the chair will make that determination.
I got 5 minutes, and that's what I'd like to happen. About the cemetery, make sure that is on record that the mayor did say that he's going to replace any damaged stones, and get your checkbook out, because we know what happens over there.
Yes. Well, George, the mayor said,
well,
and Mr. Salido said,
sure.
It was in the record.
Okay,
so
okay.
What questions you have?
All right. The bike trail. Asking for $50,000 plus to maintain this bike trail, and I'm still going to go on record and say the only reason it's coming out of the enterprise fund into a general fund is to be able to hire somebody. That's it. I've done a survey and I talked about the bike trail with other people that maintain it. For every mile, it's approximately $4,900 per mile. So if we're doing 2 miles, why do we need $50,000 when we can do it for 10? Whereas, how do you justify $50,000-some? The Summit Street building, you paid over almost $500,000, $535,000 for a building. That's not even suitable for what we need, because now you're spending another $300,000 to $400,000 to put on there. You're going to put $1 million into a building. I mean, didn't you think about this before you bought the building the first time, before you spent $500,000? And now it's because you had to buy it off Hale and the Summit.
Which, George.
That's fact.
No.
That's
George.
Fact. That's fact. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. Keep going.
George, one more remark like that, I'm going to end your time. George.
Mr. Lassick.
George, that's it.
Hey.
That's the last chance, George. One more and you're done.
You got it, sir.
Sit down. George, sit down, please. Your time
so
is over.
So, I'm saying, sir, no, my time's not over.
Chief, if he doesn't
so
sit down.
Just because he opened his mouth,
you are to sit down, George.
You're going
to
throw
I'm
me out.
I'm not throwing you out. I'm telling you, sit down. Your time is over, sir.
No, so I've been here for 2 minutes.
Chief.
Because when he don't fall asleep,
George. George, thank you.
That's why Weathersfield wants no part of this city.
Thank you, George.
No part. Oh,
sitting down in your room.
It don't matter. Take my coat off.
Weathersfield, you're smart.
Summer Street building. So
George.
You can get $500,000.
George.
Oh, sorry.
Now you're going to spend $500,000 for another building.
Thank you. Next order of business, committee reports.
We have the acceptance of the public grounds meeting minutes from January 15th, 2020.
Is there a second? Moved by Cantola, seconded by Marquez to accept your meeting minutes put on file. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Salida.
I'm going to be having a public grounds meeting in regard, it's going to be public grounds, but the emphasis is going to be on the parks this time, being last time it was became all cemetery. So we're going to have that on February 11th at 5 p.m. at the city building, and we'll be requesting the park board, Butto, Salapata, and UHAS to all attend. And that'll be, again, that's open to the public. And the emphasis being, again, it will be public and we'll grounds and roads, but we'll talk about everything, but the emphasis will be on the parks.
Mayor.
What time, or when was that date and time, Doc?
February 11th, 5 p.m.
Okay, there is
a conflict.
There is a park board meeting at 4:15 on the 11th.
That might work out well. They carry right over to, maybe we follow them, make it 5:15. How long does it usually last, an hour?
Half-hour-ish.
Okay,
so, you
want
to move it out to the wellness center? That's where they're making it.
Oh, okay. Then maybe you have to change the location. Yeah.
So, wellness
so
center?
Let's change the location to the wellness center then.
Did you get that, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Any other committee reports? There being none, will the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
Draft number 197-19 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance creating the bike trail department within the general fund, budget 101-0176, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Martinez for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 11-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to enter into a goodwill agreement with Linda Salvaterra for settlement of alleged damages suffered to property and appropriating the necessary funds from the water fund account 501 to water miscellaneous account 501-5151-57050 and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved on. Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 11-20 has been adopted under suspension. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 12-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of a 37-foot aerial unit truck for the light department through the state purchasing program and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato? I'm sorry, Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of the rules. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 13-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to enter into a contract with Phillips Secanic Architects Incorporated for architectural and project management of the interior and exterior repairs and renovations of the City of Niles Administration Building and declaring an emergency.
Your pleasure.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith? Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by McNaughton for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 14-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing Phillips Secanic Architects Incorporated to issue requests for bids for interior and exterior repairs and renovations of the City of Niles Administration and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Cantola.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone this piece of legislation until council meeting on the March the 4th.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith to postpone to a date certain of March 4th. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 15-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for proposals for asbestos removal of the Niles Times Building and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Marques, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
15-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 16-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to advertise requests for proposals for the creation of a new comprehensive plan for the city of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Your pleasure. Suspension or first reading? Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
16-20 has been adopted under suspension of rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 17-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for architecture design of storage building and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved by Smith, seconded by Marques for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Lastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. Will the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 18-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending the 2020 annual budget for fiscal year 2020 to include the bike trail departmental budget for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2020, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft.
Move to adopt.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by McNaughton for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marques?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business is miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none. Mayor?
Mr. President, thanks. I just want to make clarification on one false comment that was displayed during public comments. That building, as you all know, because you voted on it, was $236,000 for the water department building. Our employees have been in there since this past summer. That building is meeting our every need. So just for clarification. And the building that you voted on today, the storage building, is for light department equipment and materials. Nothing that has nothing to do with water. And just a quick reminder for the 5th, I believe you all got an email. The auditors will be here to discuss our billing audit, and we will have a representative from Trumbull County Combined Health District to discuss a smoking policy. That's all I have.
Thanks, Mayor. Mr. Service Director?
No comment.
Mr. Safety Director?
No comment.
Chief, thank you.
No comment.
Chief?
No comment.
Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Mr. Otter?
Just one quick comment. Since our last meeting, I'm sure all of you have read in the news that OPRS recently has voted 9-2 to discontinue health care coverage for retirees starting in 2022. So I'd like to urge council to maybe send something to our state legislature and to the OPRS board in opposition on the way they have treated that retirees with health care, because effective 2020 there won't be as much health care coverage for our retirees and anyone planning to retire. So I encourage council to do that either by the next meeting or the meeting after.
Most definitely.
That's it.
Thank you. Any department head, Mr. Newbrow, Mr. Toledo?
No report this evening.
I don't know who else is on. I saw Mr. Vigorito.
Andy's out there too, I think.
Mr. Catan's right?
Sure.
Nothing? Anyone else? Okay. Mr. Lastic?
I told you to wake me up.
Sometimes public service is a tough thing. It's a tough thing. Yeah, been doing this a long time too. Mr. McNaughton?
I just want to publicly thank the judge for allowing me to bring this in. He has a very strict no beverage rule. I did send an email this morning. I'm grateful for his flexibility with my illness. Thank you to the judge. And Mayor, thank you for your clarification for the Summit Building that you didn't say that I was. Facts are not a pesky thing, they're facts. So thank you. Nothing further.
Mr. Cantola?
The only thing I guess I have today, this evening, would be to ask to have maybe some of the pressures looked at from MBSD. I mean, we've been really banging out some water breaks lately, a rash of them it seems to be. I know it's winter, and I know the ground moves, but I know we had an issue in the past with pressure. So maybe through the mayor, through Andy, we can just double check it and report out on it so that at least it conveys the message that we're on top of potential concerns that may have been addressed in the past and we haven't left that off the table either. Other than that, just one last thing I want to call a finance meeting. 5:10 p.m. on February the 20th, next Wednesday on the 29th, January 29th.
At 5:10. Okay.
I'm trying to help Sherry out.
At the bottom conference room?
Yes, lower level conference room of the city building.
Got it.
Thank you.
I know last week I spoke to Mr. Catan's right. We checked our tank levels and the increase in tank level, which will cause an increase in pressure. And correct me if I'm wrong, those tank levels were at the norm. And we will reach out to MBSC to see where they're at.
Yeah, I'm just, you know how that goes. I mean, things start really happening and it seems like it hurts sometimes.
I'd like to compliment you on establishing finance meetings. I think that's a healthy practice and I'm glad to see that will continue. And bear with me, Linda, I'd like to thank Councilman Salido for conducting his meeting. I think it's a healthy process, and you saw that the mayor and his administration, whether the council and the committees, work through things for the betterment of the community, and I think that's a healthy process for all of us to practice. So I'm going to compliment all of you for establishing that. I think that's a great thing for all
Thank
of
you.
Us.
Thank
Kudos
you.
To both of you, all of you. Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Nothing
I want to say is I want to make sure that the guy's working, and I know you're out on these jobs, so I see you going by. It's been rather cold, and they're out there in the holes, on the poles, everywhere you go. Our street departments did a fantastic job. I mean, every branch of the city has come together, and I do not want to be them in this cold weather. So they do deserve a big thank you. And you guys do too for me.
Thank you.
No problem.
Mr. Salida?
I just want to add one thing on the PERS issue that Giovanni brought up. You need to contact Gil Blair, your state rep, Tim Ryan, as well as the governor's office. But the issue is there's not enough funding. And let me explain real quickly on the process.
state, city, county employees have something in their contracts that allow for disability retirement potential. And so if you get an employee that goes out after 5 years when they're eligible on disability retirement for the rest of his career, you're now funding two retirements off of one person working. So that's the process. It's a great benefit, but eventually you deplete the account. And that's where they're running into the issues, because that's part of it. That's not the only issue. So PRS itself can't fix it, because you can only feed, you know, 10 people with 10 people's money. If you got X amount of people going out, you don't have enough. And, you know, I mean, we have that benefit in some, I think most is justified. If an employee gets injured and goes out on disability retirement, he can be there for the next 20 years, and he's drawing off that salary that he's no longer contributing to. So that's where the issue is going to be. There's going to have to be funding, or they might want to consider, there's different insurance policies you can take out of things that they may want to consider doing that. But that's the problem, part of the big problem. So you do need to contact them. It's going to have to come from the state putting some sort of funding in there, additional funding to the process. So,
well, John, maybe you can, between now and next week's finance meeting, get them additional information, and then they can decide whether they want to sponsor a resolution and what the constructs of that resolution would look like. So, yeah, Doug and Phil.
Got a little bit of our statewide presence on the PRS board, so I have no problem sitting down and playing a little bit with you about it, but got to find a way to get it fixed. So.
Anything else, Councilman? A motion to adjourn by Mr. Lastic, seconded by Mr. McNaughton. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.